Air Canada's flight attendants union has failed to reach an agreement on its contract with its employer, and its members will vote on a possible strike. The Air Canada component of CEWP represents 10,000 flight attendants at Air Canada and Air Canada Rouge. Its members are now in a legal position to strike following the expiration of their collective agreement with the airline on March 31, 2025. A union spokesperson told VIA in a previous interview that the union members hoped to avoid taking job action and agree on a strong new contract. However, the conciliation process with the federally appointed ministers ended without a tentative agreement reached. Union representatives are now asking members to vote in favor of a strike, and holding membership information sessions via Zoom to explain why a yes vote is essential, according to a Friday, July 25, bargaining committee update. Here's what travelers booked on future Air Canada flights, or those looking to book, should know right now. When will the strike vote take place? The union strike vote will begin at 2 p.m. EDT on Monday, July 28, and end at 2 p.m. EDT on Tuesday, August 5. What happens if the union decides to strike? The union may only issue a 72-hour strike notice after the 21-day cooling period ends, despite members voting now. This means the earliest time it could do that would be August 16 at 12:01 EDT. Now that the conciliation period is over, there is a 21-day cooling-off period when negotiations can continue. Air Canada said in a statement Friday that it remains committed to the bargaining process and to negotiating towards a fair and equitable collective agreement with the union. The airline added that the declaration of a strike notice is normal and doesn't mean travel disruptions will occur. Why is the union considering a strike? The flight attendants union has been bargaining with Air Canada over several key issues for several months, focusing mainly on fair payment and working conditions. Under their current contract, entry-level Air Canada flight attendants working full-time only earn $1,951.30 monthly, which it says is impossible to live on, according to the union. An update from the union's bargaining committee states that several key issues remain unresolved, including pay, unpaid work, per diems, daily travel expenditures related to work, pensions, work rules, and prone rest. Are travelers entitled to compensation for flights cancelled due to a strike? Under Canada's Airline Passenger Protection Regulations, approach customers are not eligible for compensation for delayed or cancelled flights, meals, hotels or other incidental expenses during labor disruptions. Past updates and further reading. The union has been locked into a 10-year deal with the airline, meaning members haven't seen wage increases commensurate with changes to their workload. Air Canada component of CEWP President Wesley Lasoski told VIA that some of a flight attendant's most important and complex duties are performed in uniform, for free. Pre-flight activities, including identifying aircraft needs, such as de-icing or propeller abnormalities, safety checks, checking extinguishers, smoke hoods, and more, and ensuring that services are ready for passengers, including the lavatories and catering equipment, are completed without pay. CUPE's airline division, which represents approximately 18,500 flight attendants across Canada, launched a campaign highlighting these issues facing flight attendants in Canada. The Unpaid Work Won't Fly campaign states that employees work roughly 35 hours for free monthly. How Air Canada handled flight changes under similar circumstances? The Airline Pilots Association, ALPA, Canada, the union representing Air Canada's pilots, were in a position to legally issue a 72-hour strike notice last September. While the airline reached an agreement ahead of the job action, numerous passengers switched their flights ahead of the possible travel disruption. At the time, Air Canada offered flexible change policies to travelers with flights that could be affected by the strike. Travelers were also eligible for a full refund for cancelled flights, and the airline worked with other airlines to secure space for customers affected by flight cancellations. Find more information about exciting destinations in BC and across the globe, as well as travel deals and tips, by signing up for VIA's weekly travel newsletter, The Wanderer. Since travel deals can sell out, find out the day they are posted by signing up for our daily travel deals newsletter. Want to learn more about a specific destination or have a travel concern or idea you would like VIA to write about? Email us at alana@vancouverisawesome.com. Send us stories about recent holidays that you've been on, or if you have any tips you think our readers should know about.